Next on BYUSN, what a night at the Marriott Center. BYU survives Baylor in overtime. How are the Cougars able to get the win? And what surprised you the most? Head coach Kevin Young and one of his stars, Richie Saunders, discuss what the victory means for BYU's confidence moving forward and what the team learned in the victory.
Cannon Catchings was on fire in the win with a career-high 23 on 8 of 8 shooting. Why this record-breaking night was more than legendary. And after picking up the first quad one win of the season, do we believe that BYU is an NCAA tournament team now?
Choo-choo, Jerem! Tourney train's rolling! Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. A winning Wednesday, January 29th. I am Spencer Linton, alongside a man who I told you yesterday is a budding MMA fan, Jerem Jordan.
Sean Olmstead's a big MMA fan, the men's volleyball coach. Conor McGregor went to the game. We talked about that possibility, the hope, the thoughts there. He ends up going to the game.
Go Cougars!
Go Cougars! And Spencer talked to him during the game. Here it is.
Conor, what's your experience been like in the Marriott Center tonight watching high-level college basketball?
My man, it's so crazy. It's so fast-paced, real high intense. The crowd is incredible. I'm grateful to be here. So happy to be here and see this. I always wondered what the college game would be like, and I'm very, very, very impressed.
How's the BYU community and the Utah community embraced you thus far?
Incredible, baby. Go Cougars!
Everyone wants to know what's next for you professionally, my man.
No, we're discussing. Discussion's ongoing, so God willing this year.
We appreciate the time, and go Cougars.
Let's go Cougars.
32 great seconds. Conor McGregor led the BYU students, the Rock, in some BYU cheers. Like, he was getting into it. He had the BYU hat. He took so many pictures with everybody.
He was incredibly gracious with his time.
Absolutely, which was super cool. Barstool, the sports crossover of the year, random. At Old Maxwell, we're assembling a squad. So this is Drake, Travis Kelce on the podcast, Connor last night, and then Jimmy Butler, who's like in the doghouse with a lot of people. And Connor for many too. So that was crazy. Like, we thought he might go to the game last night. Yeah, like, yeah. And then he's going. And then he was, next to Cannon Catchings, he was the star of the show, man.
He put his arm around me, and I was like, yep, he's a strong guy.
My man, did you feel like
oh,
the
yeah.
strength?
I'm like, just don't choke me out.
If you're going to get choked out, how did he die? Well, Conor McGregor. It was a notable crazy one.
Yeah, he was so kind and cool to converse with him as we lined up the interview. And, I mean, literally asked, and he's like, yes, do it right now. I'm like, okay.
You look at the background.
Let's do it.
They're playing ball. You're up in the, like, away from the court. They're playing. That wasn't during a break. That was during the game.
I have had more people text me from my past, like random people, than any other time in my life because of those 32 seconds.
You got so many photos of people just taking pictures of that moment.
It was wild. It was wild.
I think the four of us in the studio are the only people who didn't get a picture or video of Connor last night. That's wild.
Oh, man. Yeah. Unique experience. That's surreal, crazy. To say the least.
Yeah, my man. That needs to be Go Cougars.
Go Cougars.
That needs to be a drop.
How do you spell that? That's what I need to know. Like, phonetically, the way that he says Cougars.
K-W-E-gers.
Q-U-E-G-E-R-S.
Cougars. And me lucky charms.
Yes. So I would text back to people, yeah, it was really cool, surreal. Now BYU just needs to win the game, Jerem.
And they did.
And they did.
Oh, by the way.
So rise and shout. Let's get to what's trending.
Catchings for three, and a steal from Richie off the inbound.
Big time answer from the freshman.
Why not, Cannon Catchings? Got it! Yay, Gar Devin!
Incredible, baby. Go Cougars!
Get their first quad one win of the year.
BYU with the overtime submission as Baylor taps out.
I still can't believe, like, the game plus Connor that occurred.
That little phrase right there will be a gif, a meme
Cougars.
Forever. Yes, yes, for BYU
Love
fans.
Love it.
The Cougars.
The who?
Cougars take care of Baylor 93-89 in OT.
I mean,
third straight Big 12 win.
Yes.
That's never happened.
Yes.
Now it has. Mm-hmm. Three-game win streak in conference play. BYU 5-4 overall in the conference, tied for sixth place. It's also BYU's first win since the UC Riverside game back on November 8th by less than 10 points.
I completely ignored that win, that result, by the way.
Close win for BYU. Hasn't happened often. After the game, I spoke with head coach Kevin Young, his star Richie Saunders, and the man who was on fire, as Jerem referenced at the top of the show, Cannon Catchings, about what it meant to close out that type of close game.
From a team perspective, you know, we've been on the other side of those a couple of times, but I think that's helped us have some experience, stay poised. We've learned from it, and just a great win.
I mean, it just gives us experience, you know, me and Yegor, just our first game like this that we've won. So it just gives us experience. It gives us confidence in these situations.
So that's something that you can take, you can learn, and apply to the next time, because that's not the last time we're going to be in a close game like that, right?
More from all three of those gentlemen in just a few minutes as you look at the final numbers, 93-89. Hey, BYU won a game without making 10-plus three-pointers, Jerem.
But they went over 1.11 points
yes,
per possession.
They were. Yes, they were.
They also allowed, a super high mark for Baylor.
Baylor, high-level shot-making last night. VJ Edgecombe was as advertised.
Top five pick projection right now.
And Cannon Catchings with a legendary performance. We've discussed a lot of eye-opening things. But in your opinion, Jerem, what was the biggest surprise in BYU's win over Baylor last night?
It wasn't that BYU won the game because they were a favorite.
Three and a half point favorite. Right? Win by four.
It wasn't that BYU got a quad one win. Still quad one. They're 29 this morning.
Yep.
28-29.
Love it.
Wasn't that BYU got a three-game win streak or won a close game or won in overtime or is in sixth place in the Big 12 now? It is Cannon Catchings. Cannon Catchings made three threes in the last game, but last night was epic.
He was on a scorcher.
Yeah, he was on literally a heater. 23 points. 8 of 8 from the field, 4 of 4 from 3, so 4 of 4 from 2. That reverse layup was sick.
Oh.
3 of 3 from free throws. Most field goals without a miss by a freshman in BYU history, which is amazing. So Optus Stats tweeted this. Cannon Catchings at BYU, only Division I freshman this century to go 8 for 8 or better from the field, 4 of 4 or better from 3, and 3 of 3 or better from the line in a single game. That's pretty good. Tamika Catchings, his aunt, was in the house. She's a regular now. I gave her a high five after one of the Cannon threes I was by her. I was like, dude, this is awesome. So there's some of the numbers. Tied sixth among all BYU players with 8 made shots without a miss, setting freshman records. This was incredible. Tamika Catchings said the following. I'm so proud of Cannon Catchings and his BYU basketball teammates. Came out and made history tonight. Hashtag legendary. Hashtag God's child.
Yes.
I didn't know that she said legendary. But that's the word I used in the postgame show because I was like, this is legendary. So I feel good that Tamika Catchings also used that. He made a ton of tough shots.
Oh!
He got open. BYU made a bunch of shots together as a team. And it was just incredible. In fact, in the postgame press conference for Baylor, Scott Drew had something to say about Cannon as well.
Cannon Catchings was on fire tonight. So that guy deserves an extra water.
Put out the fire.
That's what we hand out in Provo, I think.
Yeah, VJ Edgecombe was also on fire.
Yeah, he was amazing. VJ was amazing. He was awesome. Kevin Young also addressed something that I think everyone had questions, which is like, why didn't Cannon Catchings kind of play at the end of regulation and at all in overtime? This is what Kevin had to say.
We knew they were going to ratchet up the pressure. So against a team like that, I mean, we only had 10 turnovers. That was one of the reasons why we won the game. And so, you know, part of it was Cannon. You know, the way I'm kind of subbing him now, he's get these long runs, and he empties that tank. And so, you know, it was a good team win, though. He came in, did what he needed to do, and then the next round of guys came in. So just a great overall team win, and Cannon obviously was a huge part of it.
In his press conference, he also said, and it worked. So it's hard to argue against that strategy since BYU won. But if BYU had lost,
then it would be the Trevin Nell versus Cincinnati scenario last year.
And Jackson Robinson versus Duquesne. Yep. Of like, wait, why didn't you put him in? So I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think we're going to make it a big deal. It is a deal, though, because it's like, wait, why didn't he play? I don't understand. He was on fire. He couldn't miss. But what BYU needed in that moment, he's saying, is we needed more ball handling and defense. And that he had perhaps emptied the tank somewhat on one of those long runs. Whatever. It was awesome. Cannon Catchings was amazing. BYU wins this great game. They get to the free throw line a lot and make a lot of free throws.
That's one of my surprises.
Okay.
They made a bunch of free throws.
Go for it.
And clutch free throws. Dawson Baker seals it with free throws.
Iowa State could have done the same thing against Arizona. Make your free throws. You're up four. You win.
Game's over.
Dawson Baker did this.
Oh, I loved to see BYU make a bunch of free throws last night.
Oh, he may have. Did he go one free? I'm trying to remember.
No, Dawson made both.
Okay, they foul up up three to send Baylor to the line two at one point.
Edgecombe makes one of two.
And that was a great strategy. Kevin Young talked about, hey, I got burned in a game. He said those who foul up three got burned at some point in the past. That's why they do it. Mm. And so I thought, okay, that's smart coaching. He's been in all these situations at the highest level in the NBA. That translates. That's been great. BYU still didn't execute like great at the end of the regulation. Defensively, they couldn't stop Rob Wright, who scored 14 straight for
Baylor. Yeah, some late game scenarios and late shot clock scenarios on offense and defense weren't great.
Yes, BYU won. They're still, and I love that you can win and feel like, whoa, we still have a lot to do better.
You can learn from this.
But in this kind of game, we hadn't seen BYU win this kind of game. And so it gives you confidence. Best win of the year, best win by net. You're playing a really good team. The Rock did its thing. The crowd was amazing. Like, I cannot wait for the next two Tuesday home games, which are Arizona next Tuesday and then 2 weeks after that Kansas, because it is going to be rocking. Like, you thought it was good for Baylor. Just wait for those two.
Oh, man. Like, just a taste last night. Just a taste. BYU stacking wins, stacking momentum. Fans are back on board, clearly. And that place was loud last night.
Awesome. I was
every
there for the
three
first
that
half,
went down from Cannon catching, whew, just electric,
yes,
right? Mawit Mag hit that three in the corner late in regulation. The place erupted.
I don't know what happened with VJ Edgecombe there. Like, did Mawit sort of, like, swing his arms excited and VJ happened to be within the space? I don't know.
And I saw Mawit immediately say, oh, I didn't mean to do that. Are you good?
Connor McGregor was kind of yelled at VJ, by the way, like a BYU fan.
So he was. I was watching him during the last moments. He was all in on BYU, and like his fandom was next level.
That's
so funny to watch that. But Mawit hits that three. So another surprise for me was that BYU didn't need Richie Saunders to go off to win this game. I kind of felt like, okay, Richie's probably going to have another big game for BYU to win here.
And I would argue 17 is a big game.
He battled
for it. It was like a quiet 17.
Yes, quiet 17.
If there's such a thing.
Cannon Catchings is the clear answer. The shocker there that he didn't miss a shot.
What? Like, he's shooting the ball really well. Like, you go last game and this game now, like, he's put two together. Let's go.
Historic performance. And I loved what he said when I asked him, okay, take me from the low of lows, the frustrations, not scoring,
you
not playing,
yeah,
to the last two games. What happened there? And he said, and we'll play this for you a little bit later, too, in full context, everything gets better when you just work. And I thought that was an incredible, mature response from him.
Right.
That million-dollar smile was being flashed all over the place. He deserved it.
He looks 14, and then he sounds like 58.
Yes. Like, by the way.
His voice is so deep.
Yegor Demian, he saw me before the game. He's like, where were you on Saturday? And I'm like, hey, I had a family dilly. He's like, oh, okay, yeah. I feel like I haven't seen you forever. Good to have you back. You picked a good game to come back to. And then after the game, he's like, I told you picked a good game to come
back
to.
I waited for you to start scoring 15 in consecutive games.
He also showed me a 12-inch-long scratch on his forearm when he got fouled on the three-pointer. Because his teammates were giving him a hard time about nice acting job, Yegor.
Fifth?
Yes.
Yeah.
To get that foul call. He's like, oh, yeah, look at this scratch right here. Yeah. So he's like,
these are million-dollar arms. Come on.
And then Trevin Nell congratulated him on making two of three free throws. Ribbed him like, you should have made all three, but whatever.
Trevin be ribbing him right now?
No. Because Trevin's like, I got my own free throw issues to figure out. So the conversations that were happening after the game, all good vibes, really fun. Maybe the biggest shocker of all, maybe we've buried the lead, Jerem, is the BYU won a close game, a quad one, with a certain official officiating that game.
Oh, brother Padilla.
Brother Tony Padilla.
It actually has a winning record with him that since 2018 is the ref. You can look it up, blah, blah, blah. By the way, you had to win this. Had to.
Oh, man.
They led for 42 of the 45 minutes. And that crowd, and Baylor was playing 6.5 guys, and they were gassed. It was good to play Baylor on the Tuesday after the Saturday. They had no guess. Jeremy Roach, still out with a concussion. Langston Love, still out with an ankle. It's been almost a month.
Oh, how deep is Baylor, by the way?
Right? You have to beat Baylor in that situation. Like, if BYU didn't, they'd be in trouble. Baylor was vulnerable, and BYU took advantage. Yet, allowed 50 from Edgecombe and Wright. Wright's pretty good. We didn't expect him to go off for 22 and be the guy at the end.
He made a bunch of pressure free throws as well. Wow.
Edgecombe, the real deal as well. Can't wait to see him in the NBA and have him not on Baylor next year. because he's one and done for sure.
BYU just needed to win this game for so many reasons. Like you said, so important, but it was important they did it this way.
Yes.
Like, you hate it because it's kind of a painful watch at the end when you watch that 6-point lead late in regulation like dissipate and you have to go to overtime and you're like, oh no.
BYU didn't score for the last couple of minutes of the regulation.
Are they going to lose another close game? Like, what that would have done had BYU not won the game?
It would have been Texas Tech again where it was like, whoa, don't blow lead.
Super frustrating.
BYU's
right?
won, I want to say, 41 in a row when they lead with 5 minutes to go and make it 42 now, I think.
Yes.
Like at home with that crowd in front of Conor McGregor, you got to win that game, and BYU did. So congrats to BYU.
Oh, huge. Awesome. Huge to win it close, to get the quad one win.
Yeah.
So that belief is there. Like, now they're like, we know we can do it.
Yes.
We know we can do it.
And when you look at Demon and Catchings and you go, hey, these guys scored 38. That's sort of the production we've been waiting for,
yes.
right? Not expecting that every game, but in a big moment, they delivered in front of 32 scouts from 15 NBA.
Underrated performance of the night for me, Dallin Hall. Dallin Hall was really, really good in situational basketball.
Had a big three. He's not putting up, like, huge numbers. You just need him to, like, do his role.
He just makes the right decisions all of the time.
7 points, 2 assists. Like, he's not blowing your socks off. But he make timely.
And that's why Coach Young pointed him out. Like, he thought Dallin played.
Everyone's got a
really
role.
Good game. Yep. Yes.
Okay. After last night's win, do you believe BYU's an NCAA tournament team now?
Choo choo! Tournament train is rolling again, baby. Yeah, that horn sounds a little bit better. Wow.
I live in Mapleton, so I hear that often. There are a lot of trains down there. Springville, Spanford, Mapleton.
Hey, 5-4. You win 3 games in a row. We said it.
Look at that.
When
picture.
BYU was 2-4. Coming off the frustration of the Utah loss, you and I said here on this desk, all right, if BYU wants to legitimately get back in the NCAA tournament conversation, they probably need to win the next three. And they did.
Yeah.
14-6. They're above 500 in Big 12 play, tied for sixth. This helped their KenPom numbers, their net numbers. They get the quad one win. Now, can they figure out a way to beat UCF on the road? If BYU beats UCF on Saturday, they will be in every bracket projection known to man by the time next Monday rolls around.
What if I told you that it was easier to beat Baylor last night than it will be to beat UCF?
I would believe you, 100%.
UCF played Kansas tough, lost by 4. They almost beat Houston at home. UCF's good.
They've destroyed TCU. They've destroyed a few teams.
They're not the same type of team. They're like a little more fluid on offense. The way they played basketball last year was just not fun to watch. But that'll be a tough game. So, like you mentioned, Nets up to 36. You get a quad one win finally. You're tied for sixth in the Big 12. BYU top 40 in some of the metrics that matter. So that's great. And you like seeing BYU in a tie for sixth, technically with the tiebreaker over Baylor right now. They don't play again in the regular season. So BYU's in a good spot. But the next two games, the rest of the schedule, real tough. At UCF, Arizona at home, as we mentioned. So big games every game in the Big 12, but BYU has some confidence with this young group with a nice, meld of veterans. So I'm excited. Yeah, I think they will be an NCAA tournament team. I thought they would before last night. I thought they'd figure it out still. They're not in a lot of brackets on bracket matrix. They're in like 7 of the 86. That's without this win.
It's going to change.
This win probably feels and seems better to us than outside here because Baylor's not a ranked team, and they're 29 in net. Like, if BYU beats Arizona, now you start to get like, oh, BYU's like definitely going to be single-digit seed team. Da, da, da. BYU's headed in the right direction, though, because they got the one quad one win. It feels like it's worth 2 or 3. There's sort of a lid off with the quad one, with the 3-game win streak, with
the road
being
win.
A really good team. You got the road win. So BYU's headed in the right direction. I talked about the points per possession thing. BYU's put together its 3 best Big 12 points per possession games in the last 3. 80-plus in the last 3. They are headed up. Green arrow up.
I had a coach on the staff mention to me, if we score 75-plus, we feel pretty good about our chances to win every game. Just get to 75-plus. So that is a number that matters for them.
And last night, 75 definitely would not have done it because they gave up like 1.27, which is a really high number for Baylor. But they scored 1.33. So just obviously you got to make sure you're higher than the
second
other team.
Game in a row, BYU's like, gotten 1.33 points possession.
Yes. BYU's sustaining that. And it wasn't against a team below them in the standings. It was that vaunted, like, hey, are you going to beat a good team? They did. And it's hopefully the first of several.
Some tournament swagger is back with BYU basketball. Our question of the day, and there are a lot of these. What was your top moment from last night's win over Baylor? We haven't even talked about Kaba Keita's angry dunk at the rim or the Richie Saunders sequence where he scores and then steals the ball and gives it to Demian, who has a step back three.
That is his personal highlight of the year to me.
Oh.
Also, there was another half-court shot made by a fan.
Yeah.
Like, which, by the way, that number resets after it's made. So it was 10K for the last person, and then it goes back to 1K.
Yeah.
So just bad luck by the second person.
Hey, good for them, though.
But 1K.
Yeah, hey, $1,000 is $1,000.
After taxes and tithing, I don't know how much that is.
It was a bank shot, too, so friendly banking hours.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
In play for that student. Okay.
Shout out, Matthew.
Let's have you answer the question, your top moment. It's Rise_Coop on X Answers. Only valid answer is Cannon's perfect performance.
That's awesome.
We won't see that kind of stat line from a freshman maybe ever again.
Well, until next year when A.J. DeMont is here, baby.
And he desperately needed a breakout game to get that confidence back.
Yes.
He had a breakout of sorts against Cincinnati.
Yes. Made three threes.
Yeah.
That was, yeah. But this was special. Like, when he leaves here and we're talking about him with the Milwaukee Bucks the next 3 years or whatever, we're going to be like, remember the Baylor game, 8-for-8?
In front of 32 scouts. That was the final number.
Three GMs, too.
Mike Dunleavy in the house.
Three GMs.
Yeah.
Danny's always there.
Random. Nick Collison. Remember him from Kansas?
Yeah.
Nick Collison was in the house last night.
Good old Nick Collison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some big names. Some big basketball names from there.
That's awesome.
Matt Curdy on X Answers. The win was the top moment. Seems we have been on the other side of a lot of those close games.
Yes.
Felt good to compete at a high level. Good basketball. Fun to watch. BYU is trending up all around. Proud to be a Cougar.
Great night all around. Great night all around.
Hashtag or not. BYUSN on X, Facebook, and Instagram because now we're thinking
because I don't know
hashtags
if hashtags
aren't a thing anymore.
They exist, but I don't know if they're cool. Are we cool with that? I don't know. We got to figure that out.
It's so yesterday.
Tonight is BYU basketball with Kevin Young, not tomorrow. Normally on Thursdays, it's tonight. They're headed out to Florida tomorrow. So 8:30 Eastern tonight on the BYU TV app.
After the break, head coach Kevin Young and Richie Saunders discuss just how important last night's win was for this team. And what the Cougars learned in victory. This is BYU Sports Nation.
They just don't lose at home. We're stacking wins now.
Yeah, we just go game by game. Whatever's next, we want to go out and get that done.
We haven't done anything yet. We got a lot of ways to go and a long season ahead of us.
Well, what's next in that long season is UCF in Orlando as BYU comes off their best win of the season over Baylor. We are live in Studio B on a winning Wednesday. This is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I'm Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. It's time now, if you missed it, following that momentous victory for BYU, Kevin Young going one-on-one at around midcourt to discuss what the most important part of that victory was and how the Cougars continue to check boxes that they haven't yet this season. This is Kevin Young on BYU Sports Nation.
Coach, you won a game in a way that you haven't yet to this point of the season, a grinder in overtime. Why was it so important to close out a game like that for the first time as the head coach at BYU with this squad?
I mean, our guys haven't really wavered. You know, some things haven't gone our way as a team. Some things haven't gone our way as individuals, and guys just keep working, you know. Dallin, you know, things haven't gone his way. Guy makes huge plays in overtime. You know, things haven't gone Cannon's way recently. He just kept working and was unreal tonight, you know. And then from a team perspective, you know, we've been on the other side of those a couple of times, but I think that's helped us have some experience, stay poised. We've learned from it, and just a great win.
What did you do specifically down the stretch that allowed you to close out this game?
I don't even know, honestly, man. I got to watch the film. There was a lot going on there. But, you know, I thought we were, for the most part, I think getting, you know, Omir that foul, we were obviously trying to attack him on some, you know, matchups and things and trying to go at him. That was big. But we just grinded it out, man. Like, the guys just made plays. We got timely stops. We made enough free throws. Just, you know, I'd have to really dive into the tape to really see exactly what went down there.
In defending Baylor, what makes them so tough from a matchup perspective?
Got dynamic guard play, you know, and then the you know, Omir is a load. I think he gets overlooked, you know, not by us. We put a ton of time talking about him. I actually thought we did a good job on him. Challenged Cable, you know, a little bit. And because he's so big and strong, we had to put guards on their seven-footer. You know, Dallin was guarding the guy in overtime, you know. And I thought they did a good job battling him. But at the end of the day, dynamic guard play. You know, Edgecombe is as good as they come. He's really talented young man. And then the other guys, they just keep putting so much pressure on you off the dribble, you know. And that's what makes them a real challenge to defend.
I want to go back to Cannon. What has allowed him to rediscover his confidence?
Work. You know, work and good coaching, not me. John Linehan and one of our GAs, Kyle Sturdivant, have done a great job with them. And obviously I'm supporting, but they're the ones that are, you know, in the trenches with them. You know, Cannon knows we care about him, you know. And it's not easy to be a 18-year-old in this league with men. You know, you're going to have some bumps in the road. And I just appreciate how he hasn't wavered. He's got a great support system. You know, his family's very supportive. And, you know, it's just a team effort, honestly. And he's a young guy, and he's learning. I think tonight was not just tonight, the last couple games, honestly, been a real shot in the arm for our team. But I think for his confidence, and I've said this all along about him and Yegor, you know, just trying to get those guys to be the best versions of themselves by March. And tonight was a massive step in the, you know, the pathway for that, to that, I should say, for Cannon.
For the last moments of regulation and in overtime, schematically you chose to go with what looked like a ball security rotation where Cannon is on the bench. Walk me through that mentality and that approach.
Yeah, I mean, we knew they were going to ratchet up the pressure. So against a team like that, I mean, we only had 10 turnovers. That was one of the reasons why we won the game. And so, you know, part of it was Cannon. You know, the way I'm kind of subbing him now, he's get these long runs and he empties that tank. And so, you know, it was a good team win, though. He came in, did what he needed to do, and then the next round of guys came in. So just a great overall team win, and Cannon obviously was a huge part of it.
You mentioned Dallin Hall. A lot of his plays and stats don't show up on a stat sheet and go under the radar. What's he doing well, specifically in a game like this? Well,
number one, he's not pouting. He's not sulking. He just wants to win, and I love that about him. You know, he found himself in big moments, and I thought he was aggressive. You know, some stuff we highlighted pregame and yesterday about some of those shots off the dribble that we like him shooting. He made some timely ones tonight and, you know, really, really stepped up.
You've mentioned pace a lot. How did you feel your team played in terms of pace tonight?
First half, I thought it was really good. Game got a little more choppy in the second half, more fouls being called. But, I mean, we put up 44 points in the first half. You know, I thought they were gassed, honestly. You know, you could look at Edgecombe. He was sucking wind on some of the free throws. But, I mean, that's how we want to play. That's how we're wired to play. And we're really good at that.
You mentioned the turnovers, a lot of good things taking care of the ball. How did you feel your team performed as a connected defensive unit overall tonight?
You know, more good than bad. I mean, they put tons of pressure on you, you know, with how dynamic they are off the dribble and the two big strong guys inside. So I think we did a pretty good job, you know, being connected. You know, it's too many fouls. But also you have to give them credit because they go 13 to 28 from three, which isn't something that, you know, they normally do. So they made big shots that where we were over helping a little bit. But they're a good basketball team with good players, so that's going to happen.
For the first time ever, BYU has a three-game win streak in Big 12 play. You've been checking boxes. You got that road win at Colorado. That hadn't been done. You get an important win against Cincinnati in blowout fashion. That, in many ways, hadn't been done. And then you win the close game tonight. What's next on the pecking order of the to-do list for BYU?
Man, we just go – I know it sounds cliche, but I mean it. We just go game by game. You know, this group of guys, man, I love coaching them because they show up and they try to get better every day. And then not every team is like that. And so, you know, we just want to stack good practice days. We want to stack wins at this point, which we've been doing. And, you know, not look too far down. We're just whatever's next, we want to go out and try to get that done.
Clearly the team is gelling better. How's the staff doing in that regard as you learn and grow together?
Good. You know, I mean, you know, the games are obviously intense, you know, so there's, you know, stuff being said, this and that. But, you know, everyone in our group wants to win. I got a great coaching staff. They helped me tremendously. You know, I think they're learning, you know, how I operate, how I like things. You know, I put a lot of trust in their opinions and their collective experiences. But, you know, it's definitely been in some growing pains. But I think we're making strides there as well.
We'll finish with this. Connor McGregor in the house tonight. So that happened at a BYU game. The crowd was incited because of that and several other reasons because of your play. What was that like to have that atmosphere and that experience here tonight?
Yeah, I glanced over there at one point, and I usually don't notice stuff, but he was right up front. I saw that. You know, my first head coaching job was in Dublin, Ireland, and so shout out to Ireland, well represented tonight at in Provo.
Coach, congratulations on the three-game win streak and on a big win on your home floor.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Kevin Young and BYU now 5-4 in Big 12 play, and he talked about it. He always prefaces it with, like, I know these are cliches, but, like, he's trying to get his guys to really, really buy into that mindset of, okay, now what's next?
Yeah.
Like, this is the next thing. Just go to the next thing.
Just go to UCF.
Don't worry about anything. Just go to the next
thing. Arizona next Tuesday or Kansas in 3 weeks.
We do that.
Yeah, that's our job. We have a daily show where we got to fill time. Shamrock Rovers Hoops is the team that he coached in Dublin.
In Dublin. How cool is that? How random is that connection? So I'm glad he brought that up, too.
It's very random. And you bring up a good point, too, with, like, hey, the staff is figuring things out, too. And you see kind of it's building. And there will be tougher games for BYU. Like, Houston's the best team in the league, but BYU is going to play Arizona in a couple weeks, Kansas in a couple weeks. UCF, to me, is one of the top eight teams in the league. That's a really tough game on the road where they're annoyed about the three losses last year to BYU.
Yeah, yeah.
So big games ahead, but enjoying every moment because that was the best one of the year.
Listen, I've compared this team to the new set of golf clubs with the swing coach, and you have all of the nicest golf equipment available and a top-tier golf coach, but it takes time to get used.
I get half of that analogy.
It takes time to get used to the equipment. BYU's dialing in the wedges, okay? They're dialing the stuff in. The putter's working well. They're starting to get it.
It's January 29th. I don't understand golf at this point. You got to wait a couple months for me.
Year-round sport, man.
But not here.
Oh, Richie Saunders, not a golfer, but he is a high-level basketball player. He's also a high-level headband wearer. And Richie was a little tough on himself last night. You'll listen and hear this in his interview, but good to get his perspective after a hard-fought win. Richie Saunders on BYU Sports Nation.
Richie, how would you sum up the emotions and the physicality of the game you just played against Baylor?
It's a good question. It was freaking intense. You know, like it was just intense to the very end. I'm so happy that we could just learn from the past and finish this game right here, you know. But it's awesome.
As you mentioned, you've been on the wrong side of a few of those games. So what changed tonight?
I feel like, you know, we really had to make value come out of the huddles. Like in every huddle, it was constructive. It was purposeful, not just standing around for a second. Huddle meaning when there's a break in the game, we come together and talk stuff out. But it was just like those were important. Just having to remind ourselves, just take a breath and let's just do this thing. Let's just go take it. You know,
what does closing out a game like that, a grinder, I mean, just really intense, close, do for a team moving forward?
It's huge. Not only just like the three in a row or whatever, but like it's huge to see that. Like I'm just so happy for just like just our team, you know, like that's a big deal. You know, Old Miss, TCU, I'm going down the line.
Utah,
right there, right? Like those are games where it was like very similar thing, but we just didn't go our way at the end. But like that's something that you can take, you can learn and apply to the next time, because that's not the last time we're going to be in a close game like that, right?
Frustrations can mount, especially when some calls you feel like should go your way don't go your way. How do you work through that?
I feel like I did a poor job at that today. I wish I would have done a little better of just moving on. But theoretically, since I didn't do that, but I will do next time, is just taking the call, maybe asking the ref for a little bit of clarification of just talk to me, like help me improve, but then moving on. I just was a little frustrated with some of those things, and I feel like I let it carry on for a couple more minutes than it needed to.
Every team wants to learn in a win. You're talking about a learning moment for you. So what else do you believe that you learned tonight that will help you moving forward?
Yeah, 45 bench points. That's incredible. I mean, I don't necessarily that. Like, I knew that, right, that we just have a depth of a team, but that we can just rely on each other. Say three wasn't following me for me tonight, but Cannon was coming in here and firing. Like it's awesome, you know, like that's a team right there.
First ever three-game win streak in Big 12 play. As magical as last year was at times, that didn't happen. So you've got that under your belt as well. How will that help you as you continue to stack wins and know that you got to go play a tough game on the road in Orlando?
Yeah, that's going to be a very tough environment. They do a good job. Those fans go crazy, and they're a really good team. But, you know, to be able to just, like you said, stack in, and I'm sure Coach was already preaching that a little bit ago, but just stacking days on days, that creates a little bit of improvement, and you just over time you can have a lot of improvement. But, like I'll say, like, just to be able to finish that on a win, take what we need to learn from it, but with a win, to really emphasize that, like, that's huge, to be able to come and do that versus having to regather after a tough loss and get move forward. But we're still hungry. We haven't done anything yet. We're what, 4-3, right? So, or
5-4.
Four, yeah. And so, like, we got a lot of ways to go and long season ahead of us.
Richie, when you look at what Cannon did tonight, and I mean even yourself at times, some big numbers. But who are some of the guys on the team that feel like made monumental plays that maybe don't get as much credit?
I mean, first thing is Dawson Baker, right? Like, we don't make free throws, we don't win the game. That's what missed in those other games. And I was just super happy that he stepped up at the biggest moment of the game and hit those two free throws. But Dallin Hall, too. And you know, it's been a little bit hard for him. Just some up and downs and having to work through some stuff. But, you know, like, it made me so happy just to see that soft switch pull up. So they didn't switch hard and didn't step up, and he just nailed it. And like that was like one of my favorite plays of the game right there, because he deserves that 100%.
What was the atmosphere like in the Marriott Center tonight from your perspective?
It was rocking. It was awesome. It was freaking loud, and just like, I don't know, every seat had been filled, and just screaming. It was a lot of fun, and to come out with a win with all that is even better.
And in front of Conor McGregor, no less. The team took a picture with him over there. What was that moment like?
I missed it. I was over here talking to some good friends. I saw them huddling around people, and I didn't even know. But
justice for Richie. Seriously. Next time Conor's in town, we'll make sure it happens.
He's in Provo.
Richie, congratulations on a great win. Good luck in Orlando.
Appreciate it, man.
We got to get Richie a shout out.
I guess there are five
Connor.
People who didn't get a photo or video with him. Richie was one of them.
That's very funny. I was talking to my friends. He's like, hey, thanks, guys.
If I'm those friends, I'm like, I'm really sorry. Women's Hoops taking on Colorado tonight, 9 Eastern on ESPN Plus, BYU Radio. Kristen and Spence on the call.
After the break, Cannon Catchings shares his thoughts on a record-breaking performance. And did you see what happened in the Big 12 last night? Every game was close. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Follow BYU Sports Nation on social for interviews with people who put their left strong arm around Spencer's neck and say, my man.
My man.
Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Welcome back to Studio B. Alongside Jerem Jordan, I am Spencer Linton. These are your Wednesday headlines.
Men's basketball beat Baylor 93-89 in overtime last night. Memorable game in the Marriott Center. Cannon Catching, star of the game, 23 points, didn't miss a shot. 8 of 8 from the field, 4 of 4 from 3, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. First freshman this century to have those numbers or better. Catching's kept off the night with this acrobatic finish, plus the foul.
Diego out front, a one-hand whip in the corner to Catchings, drive, reverse lay-in,
and score and one! Outstanding! The perfect night continues for Cannon Catchings.
With the win, BYU picks up its first quad one of the year, wins a third straight Big 12 game for the first time ever, improves to 5-4 in the league.
I spoke with Cannon after the game about the record-breaking performance and what it meant to him, given his very public struggles that he has gone through in his freshman season.
Just got to keep working no matter what's happening, you know. It'll always get better if you keep working.
Love that soundbite. We referenced it earlier. Cannon Catchings, 23 points. Still can't believe he didn't miss a shot. Not a single shot. Not a free throw. Not a two-point shot. Not a three-pointer.
Crazy.
It was perfect.
I think in the locker room, he like took off some tape and he made that too.
probably went into.
Crazy night.
Up next, BYU has UCF in Orlando on Saturday.
Big 12 scoreboard. Games last night, number 11, Kansas holds off UCF 91-87 despite some weird calls. Arizona State beat Colorado 70-68. Utah beat Cincinnati by 3. So all four games last night decided by 4 or less. Games tonight, number six Houston at West Virginia. Can the Mountaineers figure something out? They had a weird week last week. TCU at number 22, Texas Tech's a fun one. Oklahoma State at Kansas State is not worth watching, trust me.
I will watch Houston, West Virginia. Houston, almost a 9-point favorite in that road game. That's how good they are. Women's basketball trying to snap a 4-game losing streak tonight against Colorado at the Marriott Center. They're decimated by injury and sickness. Going to take something special.
Great news, Spence. Thanks a lot.
I'm just telling you. Buffalo's 4-4 in conference games. BYU 1-7. Don't be surprised to see a little Marriott Center magic tonight. I'm calling my shots.
Come on, baby.
You can watch and listen 9 Eastern on ESPN Plus and BYU Radio.
And Brindley Anderson of BYU Gymnastics named Big 12 Event Specialist of the Week for a second week in a row after a 9-9 on beam against Utah.
She's the new beam queen. After the break, what was your top moment from BYU's win over Baylor last night? More responses to our question of the day up next. This is BYU Sports Nation. Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. We are live in Studio B. Now, before we get to our question of the day, we need to reference some fantastic social media posts from last night, largely in response to one Conor McGregor being in the Marriott Center and playing to the Provo crowd, okay? But we also need to reference some things that Cannon Catchings did too. So here we go. We'll start with this from BYU Men's Basketball. Love this meme, Jerem. Okay, we see this pop up like, thank you for changing my life. And then the response is, I'm literally just Cannon Catchings.
he was literally perfect last night. Like, Cannon had an awesome game against Cincinnati with 3 threes, and then he makes 4 threes. He doesn't miss a shot. Tamika's in the house. It was awesome.
Our buddy Robbie McCombs at RT McCombs on X said an underrated part of the win is that Gonzaga fans had to miss the first 14 minutes of their game on ESPN2 just to watch BYU win.
Oh, the ex-girlfriend looking cute.
You're forced to watch your ex-girlfriend on a date with somebody else. And it's going
and
really
it's going
well.
Really great
it's
for
going
them.
Really well. Oh boy.
Sorry, not sorry.
Not so much in Spokane. Then the Conor McGregor post on his Instagram
account.
He has
47 million followers.
He tweets out, he posts on Instagram. My cousin plays for BYU. Go Cougars, go McGregor. Jared McGregor.
I heard he tried to give Conor his jersey, and Conor was like, no, I'm good. Like, it's okay. Thank you, though. But, like, Jared was like, I got to do this. I bet he was nervous trying to do it, but he captures this all-time moment. Like, if I'm Conor, I print that out, and I put that in my house. Like,
yeah,
McGregor's, long-lost cousins.
Like, yes.
He's
yes.
Like, hey, I need you to download this app to see how we are related.
We are fifth cousins twice removed or whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty distant. Well, well, the twice removed's the generation, so not that big a deal. You're probably not going to get twice removed, but maybe once.
Oh, McGregor. Fantastic that's stuff. Fun. Really fun that Jared got to take that picture.
That's
unforgettable experience.
What a night for Saratoga Springs, guys.
It's true.
You and Jared.
Just a couple of guys from Saratoga Springs. That awful, just make you want to just jump in an ice bath commute was worth it last night.
you're about to lose a resident if you don't fix that traffic.
Our question of the day. What was your top moment from last night's win over Baylor? At Travis_Tingy on X says, I'm telling you, when a fan hits a half-court shot in the Marriott Center, BYU was a lock for the win.
Well, there's no stats on this. I can't remember, you know, the last time they didn't. Bank was open, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Love the hoodie jersey combo. It's a good one. It really is. Keeps you warm.
Can we set the lowest amount at like $3,000 if it's tuition giveaway?
That's up to the sponsor, dude. They're like, you give out
some
money.
Social media pressure on them there.
Yeah, well, we're not McAfee with millions and millions here to just be like, oh, we've upped it to $1.2 million for this 33-yard kick.
At J_Royal09 on X answers, best moment, Richie's and one, and Kevin Young running down the bench and high-fiving fans in the stands.
Kevin, I think, talked about that after the game. He's like, listen, sometimes the ex-player comes out. You can't see him all the way, but you see him start to come down. Yeah! Kevin's like us, and Kevin's a little on the younger end, right?
I love it.
He has
the emotion.
Yeah. I don't want a robot. We just have AI coach the team. No, it's not how it works.
No, I love that he expresses that emotion.
In my son Tate's first basketball game on Saturday, the coach turned to us and he said, AI created the bench rotations for me. today. And so we were like, well, let's hope Tate is evenly spread out with the minutes, but it worked out.
Okay. Did Tate get a win?
We don't care about winning at 6 years old. No.
We don't.
No, literally.
They keep score. They do not keep score.
It doesn't matter when they're six.
No. Koi.Chandler on Instagram answers, huge cabocated dunk. That's a bad man. It was weird. Like, he caught it. It was kind of a weird inbound pass, and then the lane was just wide open.
He was surprised that he was so open because Edgecombe was on his right hip, and it's like, oh, I'm just going to throw this down. Like, that was mean.
Oh, my goodness. Tone setter. Branson underscore Baxter answers on X. Dallin Hall's overtime three-pointer for sure. We need Dagger Dallin back. That was a massive shot. And then he hits the potential game winner, but it was a half second too late.
Right? Which was disappointing that they didn't get a shot off. Unfortunately, the clock started early and they had to reset, so then Baylor kind of knew what was coming. I don't think it affected the play a ton, but maybe. I don't know. Got to get a shot off in that situation. Like, if BYU had lost the game, Spence, we'd be pointing at why didn't Cannon play and end of game execution, what happened again?
Yeah, late shot clock execution, frankly.
Right? And there's been a few moments kind of late in games where Richie Saunders getting the ball to try and make a play. He's had a turnover in a couple of these moments. That's a moment for improvement, too. But the good news is you win and you can be like, all right, we got to do this better the next time.
Yeah.
Because BYU is going to play even tougher teams than Baylor.
Benjo Brown 42 on Instagram chimes in, says Mewit Mag's corner three to slow down the Baylor momentum.
Early in overtime, I think.
Was it an OT or late in regular season? It was a critical scenario regardless.
Is that the one where he hits VJ on accident? Something happened?
Yes. He literally shoots that right in front of Connor McGregor.
Yeah.
He's standing in front of Connor McGregor.
That's a cool moment for Mewit.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Mewit's Deep Blue, we played it, I think, yesterday. You got to watch it. You got to watch his Deep Blue on the BYU TV app. It's shameless plug. It's
at Jod11 BYU fan, also from Instagram. Spencer's interview with Connor sporting the BYU swag and cheering for the Cougs.
That was great, too. That was Chase Roberts and Parker Kingston were like, I gotta seize my moment here. Get down there. He was, very gracious with his time. Cosmo had to get a pick.
The BYU hat just cracks me up.
He's chucking stuff into the rock. Oh, man, what a night. I did talk to one BYU security personnel who said, man, some of those guys with Connor, if anything gets weird, those guys look pretty tough. And Connor's a fighter, too. So I don't know what's going to happen tonight. Hopefully everything's good. Everything was great.
Yeah, there were a few highway patrolmen. They're like, I'll be happy when this night is over. I'll be glad when this is over.
There's some tough, bald-headed dudes walking around there with goatees. You know what I'm saying?
At Zalo Gunner says Cannon Catching's going Captain Reverso was his top moment.
Wildly, that's his best shot of the night. I mean, he had some good threes. There was some, not too many heat checks in there. I thought JT had a great comment on the postgame show about, like, they were all pretty much in rhythm. Like, none of them were super forced. He had a step back long two, which is, like, ill-advised in this era of efficiency. Why would you take a long two? But Cannon, he's not going to get a shot blocked. He's 6'9". He released it super high. And he's shooting the ball really well right now. Keep it going, man.
The high-level offense on display on both sides made for such an entertaining basketball game.
Like, the guard play especially. Like, someone on Twitter, I can't remember if it was like Mitch Harper or somebody, but it said it felt like an NBA game.
100%.
The shot-making was tremendous. So, yeah, when you have – that's what I expect in the Big 12. Good games, good guard play. You hope the officials don't get involved in it too much, and down to the wire. Like, we prayed for games like this, being in the wilderness of the WCC for
you don't
over
want to
decade.
Play in Stockton against 5-13 Pacific.
I really miss Pepperdine.
And lose to net 288.
Sorry, Santa Clara.
We'll put a bow on today's show with our rise and shout out. A lot of people we can give it to. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Our question of the day, what was your top moment from last night's BYU men's basketball win over Baylor? Our elite voice of the day presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated. In from at Jonas Guffey, who says, Cannon Catchings has a bag deeper than the Mariana Trench.
Nice.
His athleticism was on full display with heat check threes and monster swooping layups in the second half.
We should have sent him in Pacific Rim to the Mariana Trench. That's Cannon Catchings with the deep bag. That's awesome. Jonas also happens to be our camera operator.
Right over here.
Go ahead and just move your camera. This is your Bumble. There he is. My name is Jonas.
Awesome. Literally during the break, he's like, hey, that's me.
That's me.
Today's Rise and Shoutout presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Incredible experience last night in the Marriott Center. Amazing job by everybody.
So, unforgettable, right? Holy cow. Our thanks to today's guests, Kevin Young, Richie Saunders, and, of course, Conor McGregor.
Sorry, what did you say? Conor McGregor? Sorry to Dennis, ran out of time.
For Jerem, I'm Spencer. And a final shout-out to Ryan Cuff. We'll see you tomorrow back here in Studio B. Go Cougs!